So today I'm really revisiting my process, and that's looking back at what works and what doesn't. So I took out a piece of paper and I made a line down the middle. And on the left side, it says what works, and on the right side, it says what doesn't. And there's a simple saying in trading, investing, do more of what works and less of what doesn't. Sounds so obvious, but it can really be pretty helpful. So if you look at what's worked in the past, and if you don't have enough experience to know what's worked in the past, then you're in an experimental phase, and you know that's a kind of a different project. But you can start with just your personality and what you're naturally good at. So for me, I'm pretty curious. So I'm on to new trends, new developments not before everybody, but before most people. And then when the group of intellectuals comes in and they study the hell out of it and it's in the front page of the news, it's probably time for me to leave. And that's when it gets more crowded. So I kind of need to get out of that situation at that point. And even as a little kid, I was like this. I was always looking for hacks and shortcuts, and I was never the guy who wanted to build and put the last nail in the board and finish the project, which, you know, I used to beat myself up for that, but that's stupid because I'm really good at some of the other side of things. I just need to either get out of the situation before it gets to that, or I need to have someone around me who's good at that. And that teaches you kind of where you might operate better in the markets when you really get to know yourself. And that's why you have so many sayings about, you know, it's all about self-knowledge after, or psychology after 1 year. Everyone can learn the technicals, the fundamentals of any profession, but it's knowing themselves at a deep level and knowing what's going to cause you to do something that you don't want to do. So if you have, and this gets back to what's called problem design, and that's a Ray Dalio term. If anyone reads his book Principles, it's a really good book. But it's about understanding because you're good at X, you're probably not going to be good at Y. Just for that reason. If you're really creative, you might not be very reliable. You could be, but you get the point. So if you're really good at holding winners for a long, long time, you also may not be so good at getting out of your losers. So it's just knowing that that's going to happen. You have to build a system around it. You need to really know ahead of time where you're getting out. You have to actually put physical orders in to get you out so you don't hold stuff. You need to build a case on the opposite side of your idea that you can explain to an 8-year-old. You might need to take these steps to protect yourself against what is eventually going to happen. Because if you keep bumping into the same thing over and over and you don't learn from it, you're going through these boom and bust cycles that are so painful. You make a lot of money, you lose it all. You accomplish something, and then you fail really miserably. As opposed to having those good streaks happen and then just a little bit of a setback, and then you catch yourself. And it's all about knowing your blind spots. So another one for me is, I'm really vulnerable after a good winning streak or a good winner to make a bad decision. And it's not just me. And this is a normal psychological thing. But I tend to have a problem with it as much or more than most. So that's one thing that I've really known about myself and worked on. So what I'm doing right now is revisiting all that again and understanding that I like to bounce around. I like to be curious. I like to find new things. And when stuff gets more known, probably not for me. So build a system around that. You know, understand things that are more undiscovered and that are working, that are quiet, and things that have been more talked about, and the risk is a lot higher. And maybe learn to exit those faster or protect myself more and really be tuned in to what's going on. And it's a rewarding process because there's a lot of self-discovery, and I think you can take it into your personal life as well, because if you're always reacting emotionally to the same things from the same people, it's like, how is that trigger going to happen, and what can I do ahead of time to not go there? Because once you go there, you're in that loop. And when you're in the loop, you just got to let it play out. There's really no stopping it after a certain point. It's a matter of preparing ahead of time to ward off what you know is coming. And this also plays into something I've talked about before. When you enter a trade, that there's a good chance it could go 30% against you and then still be a winner. If you enter it too big, and that happens, and you're one of those people who is going to freak out and do something emotional because that happens, then you either have to not enter or enter much smaller and then add to the position down there with a stop order wherever you need it to be. Where if you're a person who's not like that and you can handle that swing, then fine. But it's almost like it's two different trades, even though it's the same trade, for two different personalities, because for one person, that's totally normal market behavior that isn't going to affect them. And for another, it's going to trigger an emotional freak out. So knowing yourself can prevent this whole mess from happening. So hopefully I had some I was clear about this because it's hard to explain sometimes, but it's almost like you need to manage it from the macro level, from your overall process. And then on the micro level, when you're doing stuff, you have to think about how that fits in and what you can handle, and then really knowing where you're going to get tripped up.